The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. It's 8 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, you know, we told you that there was going to be some conversation here this morning about what's going on with the U.S. economy and the consumer. And, of course, we have Joseph Meyer back on the phone with us from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me as your guest this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. And see, here's the thing. 844-769-2944. Now, what is important with that number? Well, this is a number you call to get on the show and ask Joseph Meyer questions while he's here. So if you are concerned about an economic situation in your life and you want some economic straight talk in what you should do, it will help. I mean, at least hearing what Joseph has to say will at least give you a leg up where everybody else is just, you know, sitting idly by, just soaking this up like a sponge and passing it off, which we don't want you to do. We're all about solutions here, which is why Joseph is here. Now, the big thing of late that I have talked about on the show before that you've apparently, Joseph, done some in-depth on is this auto worker strike and what kind of effect it's going to have on the economy. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I have to say, first of all, I don't think the timing could be any worse for the auto workers to go on strike, Dave. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the first time we've had the three auto manufacturers all going out on strike at the same time. You know, I really look at the economy, and I've got to say, I think it's continuing to deteriorate and deteriorate, frankly, quite severely. And I think the automotive manufacturers are going to play hardball with the union, and I find it very hard to believe that they're going to reach any kind of meaningful settlement anytime soon. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, the thing is they seem to be striking more every time there's a lull in the negotiations. And that's and more workers are getting laid off. I'm looking at the idea that these new cars and trucks you're going to be buying, the price is going to skyrocket. And with interest rates being what they are, the last time, I don't know if you've been out shopping for a car lately, folks, but the last time that I made a couple of phone calls and we got into a conversation with a car company, 10.69%. Wow. I mean, this is huge. And then you add, Joseph, the cost of the car at that interest rate because of all of this. So the ripple effect, where do you see this going? I mean, this affects everybody from the supply chain that gets the parts to the plants, because there's nobody there to build them. They're either going to have a glut or they're going to have a supply chain problem in more ways than one. What direction do you see this headed in as far as the supply chain goes?
Well, I think it's going to worsen and worsen very severely and, more importantly, very quickly. I think it's going to affect the price of used cars, going to affect the price of certainly new vehicles. You know, I looked up the average price of a new car. It's $48,000, Dave. If the auto companies give the unions anywhere near what they ask, the price of the car has got to go up $2,500 to $3,000 per vehicle. No one can afford these cars now, Dave. The average payment on a new car is
$1,000. $1,000 a month?
Yeah.
For crying out loud. I mean, what are they driving? Porsches?
Probably.
I don't. Oh, this is crazy. Well, see, the other thing that's really got the auto workers in a tizzy is this thing with the electric vehicle and what the Biden administration is trying to do, forcing everybody to drive one of these things, knowing that when the battery goes out or catches fire or whatever the case may be, they tell you, don't park it in your garage. Now, boy, that really just a sinking feeling comes over me at that point. It's like, what is the purpose of buying an electric vehicle when we're about 30 years shy of the technology needed to become George Jetson? I mean, I don't get it what these people are thinking, but this is the mentality of the administration. It's bleeding over into our economy in waves that are unexplained. But this is what the auto workers know, that if this stuff comes into fruition, that they're going to get displaced. Would you agree with that?
Well, that's exactly the reason they're striking. They're going to lose jobs with these electric vehicles. China's going to be the winner, no doubt about it. They've got the minerals that are needed to manufacture these kind of vehicles. I never bought into this electric vehicle idea right from the get-go. I didn't think the technology was valid, and I didn't think we had the necessary infrastructure in place to support it, Dave. Secondly, the price of the car is prohibitive, and secondly, the repairs when it breaks, no one can afford to make. So what is the future of an electric vehicle? I don't think it's a very good one.
Well, and let's not forget the environmental impact on that. After the battery goes bad, where are they going to put it? They take it out of the vehicle, and all of a sudden, now what is it going to do, litter the countryside? See, this is a problem. How are they going to dispose of all those batteries? Are they going to recycle
them? Good question.
Hot, you know, beats the heck out of me. I don't think anybody's thought this through, but I think the reason that China's the winner here is because of who's in the White House right now.
Absolutely.
So,
you buy one of these electric vehicles, you wind up burning down your house.
Yeah. Speaking of houses, now, Joseph, you live in the Sunshine State, is that right?
Yes.
We have more bad news for Florida. I know you know who Wink News is. I don't have a lot of respect for their weather forecasters, but their news guys are reporting the homeowners insurance market is facing another company that's going to stop renewing. This time, Progressive has reported its rebalancing in Florida by non-renewing 103,000 home policies. And of course, this is besides the fact that Farmers Insurance is still expected to cover hurricane season this year. But we don't know what's going to happen after that because it's already pulled its branded home and auto lines from the state. So this obviously is going to affect the economy in huge ways because of what it's going to do to people's cost of insurance. And see, the thing is the insurance companies are all going to collectively raise their rates together, I would imagine. Economically, what does that mean for the homeowner?
Well, it's going to put them at a tremendous disadvantage. The damage that's been done just in the last 2 years with these tropical storms that have ripped through Florida have been prohibitive. The damage has been so severe, 2 years later, it's not been repaired, Dave. These companies are very slow coming across with the money for the repairs. They have no problem collecting the premium, but they got a problem paying out a claim. That's always been what these companies are about. But they have no problem raising the premium and raising them very, very sharply. But people forget, we had a five-year window in Florida where we literally had no hurricanes, no tropical storms of any magnitude. Those companies made a lot of money during those 5 years. They paid out very little, if anything. Now they're looking to recover money they've paid out over the last 2 years, and they're raising these policies to the point very few people can afford to carry insurance on a home.
Well, they have a contract with the mortgage lender that says they will maintain hazard insurance. Otherwise, they're in default. And if it gets to that point, this encourages the foreclosure mess.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, this is sad but true, folks, and we're giving you the end result. This is what happens when you start messing with the economy and you start jacking prices up and you make things unbearable. Insurance companies just won't write business in the state. I mean, anywhere there's wildfires, the California State Assembly has now said, well, you can recover based on where the house is located, which means that Californians are going to see the rates jacking up out there. So,
of course.
With the U.S. economy the way it is, we're here at the 2nd of October. We've now moved into the fourth quarter of 2023. Where are we headed in the next two quarters? Any
we're
surprises?
Headed down, and we're headed down very sharply. You've got runaway inflation. You got the ongoing war in the Ukraine. You have an ongoing food crisis, an ongoing energy crisis, a severely deteriorating housing crisis. Dave, there isn't a sector you look at the economy that's not under pressure. You got the Fed continuing to talk, raising interest rates further, and even if they're done raising them, which I think hopefully they'll be done in November with a 25 basis point final hike in the Fed funds rate, the damage is going to be holding those rates for another year at the levels which I think are certainly at the point now where the economy starting to buckle under. The Fed did two things wrong, and you and I talked about this in previous shows. They waited too long to raise the rates, and when they raised them too quickly, and they raised them too sharply. It was too much of a shock to the economy. But what people don't understand, and this is something I think is extremely important, the real damage to the economy is not done with the first couple of rate increases by the Fed. The true damage to the economy is done about a year after the last Fed rate hike, Dave. That's telling me going out in 2024, we're looking at the economy worsening and worsening very quickly and worsening very severely. No one's prepared for that. The commercial real estate market's going to collapse, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We have nationally only a 40% occupancy rate, Dave. We got $1 trillion in commercial real estate loans coming due. Those loans are going to go in default.
Well, a lot of those, too, because of the fact that these commercial loans, many of them are in the secondary warehousing market as part of that quadrillion worth of money they've got out there taking all these loans and converting them into securities. And, of course, they changed what most people don't understand is they changed the nature of the loan from a debt instrument into a security, which is an equitable instrument for investors to invest in. Somebody's going to get screwed in the long run. I'm just waiting for that commercial shoe to drop. I am agreeing with you here, Joseph. Eric in Missouri, you're on the phone with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead.
Yes, Joseph, I had a question. What do you think about keeping a rental for a residential, or would it be better to sell it? Because wouldn't rent go down, too, if housing goes down?
Well, it won't go down as much because a renter really doesn't have the alternatives that a buyer has. And if you got a good renter, he's certainly going to stay with you. So I would do nothing right now. Just hold the property.
What do you see about corn and soybean prices? Like, seem like there's so much corn being trucked in. They're piling it up on the ground. I don't see how it can stay high. But, you know, it's not like you can't even eat that stuff, the GMO corn.
All commodities are going to go significantly higher. We're in a much different marketplace than we've ever been in before. Few people realize and understand that. Food prices are going to continue to move significantly higher.
Okay, but you really can't eat this corn and soybeans they're raising. It's just, you know, ethanol and you know, livestock feed.
Well, see, Eric, Yeah, Eric, the bigger problem is livestock feed, and you're feeding them GMO corn. What's that going to do for the steak you're eating?
Yeah, I don't believe it. I'm just wondering how the price is going to affect that. It seems like there's just too much corn out there, but maybe they're just shipping it off.
Well, see, normally the economists like Joseph would sit there and say, well, if you've got this glut of corn, that means you have a bigger supply. And as a result of the supply, if my economic knowledge serves me correctly, Joseph, that usually brings the price of something that there's a glut of down because they have to get rid of it.
Well, maybe not necessarily this time because the dynamics of the market are certainly changing and changing very quickly, Dave.
Yeah, because, see, the thing is that this is something that's going to be in high demand. That forces the prices back up. That's the other part of the equation, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I had a feeling we were going to go there. I didn't want to hear it, but you said it. Eric, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Wow. See, and this is the thing. Costco had all these gold bars that were running anywhere from, just a little under 2,000. You had to be a member to buy them. But, man, there was an online run on these gold bars at Costco. And, I mean, they're just – I mean, we're talking about gold and silver and what's going to happen in the precious metal sector. I mean, now's the time right now with spot silver down a little. That's the time to stock up on the junk, which I've been doing. So the thing is that with this run on gold bars at Costco, what does that say about the market positioning on precious metals?
It says the retail investors getting very aggressive and very concerned with what's going on, not only in the various markets, but what he sees going on in the economy. And they're starting now to come into both gold and silver and come in and buy very aggressively on any weakness, Dave. That's what it says.
Hmm. Kevin in Ohio, you're on the phone with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave and Mr. Meyer. I have two things to bring up, and they both relate to California. One, I think that, when people in California are looking at $7 a gallon for gas,
yes,
they probably think electric vehicles are a substitute, et cetera. And secondly, Gavin Newsom raised the pay for the wages for fast food workers to $20 an hour.
$20, I saw that.
So how does a governor pick and choose what industry to raise price, wages for? And they must be living incredibly dependently on fast food in California. And I'll take
sure
this offline. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for your call. Joseph, what say you to that? I mean, it's kind of a weird economy out there. California, to me, when I look at the size of their budget deficit, they're bankrupt morally and everything else.
California is another planet. It's totally out of touch with reality to what's going on in the rest of the country. And it always has been. But there's no doubt we're going to see big changes as we move forward. There isn't any way that this economy can recover with interest rates at the levels they're currently traded, Dave. The equity markets, as I've said many times, continue to be extremely overvalued. When I wrote the latest issue of the newsletter, which was the June issue, I titled one of the sections of the newsletter, Expect the Unexpected as We Continue to Prepare for Very Uncertain Times. And I think we are seeing the uncertainty of the times as they unfold right before our eyes on a daily basis. We're going to get, I believe, some very large surprises between now and the end of the year. What could they be? Well, they could be many things. They could be a major bank failure, and I'm not talking about a regional bank. We've already had a couple of them fail. I'm talking about a larger money center bank, possibly one on Wall Street. we could see a major hedge fund get in trouble and have to get bailed out. We could see a sovereign debt issue coming out of Europe. Certainly, they're very leveraged. Their economies are very weak. Germany's just recently entered recession. Japan has slowed down significantly. And China's economy is now in trouble. So we got a lot of hot spots around the world where the economics are in very poor shape. The central banks are all determined to keep raising interest rates. We have six central banks that are following the Fed's lead. You got the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, People's Bank of China, German Bundesbank, and the Swiss National Bank. They're all determined to try to wring inflation out of the economies of the world, and they're going to do it using interest rates. So I think what we're witnessing here, and few people realize it, we're witnessing a socially, politically, economic, and financially transition bordering on an economic Armageddon. As I've said many times, Dave, without a plan, the average American is not going to survive this. The changes are just too drastic and too dramatic and coming far too quickly for the average guy to get a footing to deal with what's taking place.
So the median price of housing has gone up because of the crude oil price. That's trading again at over $100 a barrel. Kevin in Ohio just called up and said Californians are paying $7 a gallon for gas.
They're going to pay $10 before is over, because I got a target on oil going back to the old high, which you know is $147. So we could see $150 a barrel oil. What do you think that's going to do to the economy? There's no way they can go in and tap the strategic petroleum reserves. They've already done that and have exhausted the supply of oil that we keep in the strategic petroleum reserves for national security purposes. They've already drawn that down to hold energy prices as low as they could for as long as they could, and that's no longer an option. So once we get over $100, we're going to really start to see some pain kick into this economy. So we got a lot of negatives that are going to come to pass between now and the end of the year. I think it's going to be a very poor holiday Christmas season. I think the consumer is tightening and not spending anything that he doesn't have to have, essentially, and he's cut back wherever he can, and he's preparing for tough times, and he's right in doing that. But I think where he's mistaken is he misinterprets how long these tough times could last. And I think they could last at a minimum another 12 to 18 months, Dave. What do you think?
Well, the thing that bothers me more, Joseph, about anything is what Congress just did in saving the government's butt by sitting there and putting together the spending package. Now they're going to go out, and they got 45 more days. So right before you're brining your turkey, here they are again facing another deadline, and they are going to have billions of more dollars for Ukraine in this package. You know, there's so much tit for tat going on in the government right now with people arguing that that hasn't changed. But the bigger thing is that we keep spending money we don't have.
Precisely.
And the more of that we put out on the market, the more it dilutes the value of the dollar. So this is why people are going, well, look, if the government can do it. And now you look at leadership by example. So what are people doing? If they're going to try to make their kids' Christmas a little brighter, they're going to go out and put all those presents on their credit cards, and they'll be paying high interest rates on that stuff, increasing the consumer credit card debt, which is now over $1 trillion. You see that happening?
Well, we have student loan debt over $1 trillion, and very coincidentally, since we're talking about that, student loan debt payments resume today after a 3-year hiatus. So now you've got students forced to start to make payments once again on their student loans.
Wow. And see, how many of you out there know that there are over 20,000 REMIC trusts out there that are shoring up these student loans? How many of you know that working the same thing in the secondary markets with cars, with credit cards, with student loans, with houses, everything that happened with 2008 and the mortgage crisis? This is what I wrote about in Clouded Titles, folks. This is happening with student loans as well. These have moved into the secondary marketplace, and there's over 20,000 of these REMIC trusts. And REMIC is real estate mortgage investment conduits, but they're custom tailored in the securities market specifically for student loans. Now, these are, is this more private student loans? Because they're not government guaranteed student loans, are they? Unless there's a bailout connected.
Correct.
So, wow, this is pretty heavy duty. Now, you've got a special newsletter promotion going on right now for Power Hour listeners. You want to go into detail on that?
Yes, I will. I'm going to be writing a combination September and December year-end blockbuster letter. I'm going to try to get it out the week of December 18th to my subscribers. I'm going to be outlining in great detail, Dave, where I think we're headed in all these markets and what people can certainly do to protect themselves and their family. Going to offer the one-year subscription, normally $259.95, at the six-month subscription price, $149.95. And I'm going to offer four back issues of the newsletter so the subscriber can be brought up to speed on what my thinking on all these markets have been for quite some time. So you're going to get the September 2022, the December 2022, the March 2023, the June 2023, and we're going to start your one-year subscription from the December 2023.
Wow, that's a deal. And you get one whole year of subscription besides what you're getting as part of the special deal. That is a deal.
Yes, you do.
That is amazing. All right. So, Joseph Meyer, if you want to subscribe, you can go to straightmoneyanalysis.com. You can phone 386-677-8642. If you want to subscribe by phone. So, I mean, this is a heck of a deal. And see, the thing is, folks, you know, we've had Joseph on the phone here. He's a Wall Street veteran, president of Meyer & Associates. And so, you know, he's been in the markets as an investor since 1966. He has seen this, been part of the equity markets, understands what's going on Wall Street. So, Joseph Meyer, thanks so much for joining us. And straightmoneyanalysis.com, go there and sign up and get the newsletter. It's a deal, folks. Joseph, thank you. Godspeed. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you.
You bet. Sounds good. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls. Definitely your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where I'm at, where you are, it's either an hour earlier, the same time, or an hour later, or maybe even longer than that. Welcome back to the Power Hour. And of course, phone lines are open right now, 844-769-2944 to get a word in edgewise. Anything that we're talking about relative that you have a comment on, this is your time. We move into cancel culture, talking about the ridiculousness of what society is doing today. Michigan has become, are you ready for this? The first state to require judges to refer to attorneys by their preferred pronouns. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, for these cross-dressing lawyers to come into court, and what's the judge going to say? I have decorum in my court, and I'll be damned if I'm going to call you a whatever. This is a divided Michigan Supreme Court, by the way, approving a new rule that allows attorneys to include their preferred forms of address or pronouns in the captions of court documents and requires judges to use those terms or other respectful means when referring to those attorneys, either in court or in documents. The rule was adopted 5-2 and goes into effect this coming January. They got 90 days to think about how they're going to address people. This is just nutty, folks. So when you want to destroy a culture, the way to do it is start attacking all its proper systems out there, like our system of justice, which a lot of us are shaking our head now because of the number of foreclosures on the increase. This is one of the reasons why I'm doing the Dallas workshop, and that will be, and I'm going to announce it right here and now, the last live event I am going to do, not just the end of this year. This is November 4th and 5th in Dallas. Not just this year. No, this will be it. I'm not doing any more of them. So this is what we call advanced chain of title assessment. We're moving more into foreclosure defense now. People that are actually, and we have a lot of people out there that are doing it. I have people that are coming to this event that have actually used the bankruptcy process to beat the banks and get a free house, which they sold and moved to better digs. So understand that. They beat the bank in bankruptcy. They will be there to explain how they did it. I'm telling you, there's just, we're talking about cases that won and why they won, because you never hear about it. You always hear about how the banks won this and the banks taking houses here. You never hear about homeowners that actually win their cases. Well, we've got a few examples we're going to be sharing in that class, and it's the how-tos that are important here. So that's one of the reasons why I'm doing it. If you are interested in attending or know somebody who is, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. A portion of the proceeds will go back to the Power Hour. So understand that I am also giving back. It's called Pay It Forward. Schools, by the way, we were talking about Michigan. Universities are evading the Supreme Court's anti-affirmative action ruling, according to what Congress is hearing. The ruling struck down the use of racially discriminatory admissions policies in higher education. At the same time, the schools are backing away from standardized testing in order to admit academically unqualified minority applicants, according to a legal expert. The hearing took place this past September in the Higher Education Workforce Development Subcommittee chambers and the House Education and Workforce Committee, 3 months after the Supreme Court's landmark ruling took place. So they're all finding ways to duck it. So here's the thing about methodologies of canceling a culture. Multiculturalize it. And you see, here's the thing. Too little, too late. Europe has finally realized a mass immigration thing that is going on over there is destroying it. In 2014, Europe was under siege, with millions of African and Arab migrants marching into the EU using asylum claims to enter the region without vetting. With the European Union facing this unprecedented surge of foreigners not seen since World War II or the collapse of Yugoslavia, some among the public called the event a crisis. Of course, EU officials didn't see it that way. Instead of securing their borders and repelling the invasion, top representatives like Angela Merkel in Germany announced that they'd open their borders completely to migrants and refugees in 2015. Many migrants were given the impression that free housing, welfare, and easy employment would be made available to them upon arrival in Germany. But the reality, far more complicated. The image of a golden land of ease was all that was needed to trigger a tidal wave. With shared border policies in the EU, Germany's decision became every other nation's problem. Because now they are dealing with all these people that expect something for nothing. And when you don't give it to them, this is when your problems really get going. Now, you take what I just said about the EU, you put that in perspective here in the United States of America with what's going on our southern border. And I think a lot of us know why that's happening. It's not just the disadvantage of multiculturalization that would occur. You know, because I really don't think that our Congress is going to allow Sharia law into place, but you still have a lot of Chinese very high-tech people coming into this country. Millions of fighting-age young men coming into this country. Criminals, MS-13 gangs, people with criminal records coming into this country. And what's going to happen as a result of it? This is a problem. We're going to face the same problems Europe is facing, but we didn't learn. All of these housing camps that were set up to accommodate all these people. That now there's one in Texas, the colony. And now we find out that Governor Greg Abbott is involved in one of them. Imagine that. You see, all these politicians got their fingers in the pie. You can always just, you know, do some research and track and trace right back to them, because they're the ones who basically aren't doing enough to stop the border invasion. No, what they're doing is they're sending their troops down to help Border Patrol process more of these people in so they can house them, so somebody gets paid in private migrant facilities like the colonies. Yeah. This is the one in Texas that we got wind of a couple weeks ago, talked about. Greg Abbott's connected to it. So you want to vote him out this time when he's up for re-election? Be a good idea. Send him in his wheelchair packing. And of course, in the they just don't learn, do they, category, police in Tennessee rearrested a 38-year-old teacher accused of raping a 12-year-old student in Covington, Tennessee, after she sent him a foreboding text message on his phone. The suspect, Alyssa McCommon, was taken into custody in her residence a few weeks after she was arrested regarding rape accusations. She was told that there was a do not contact order issued, and guess what she did? Yeah, you're going to regret telling the cops. She texted the 12-year-old. He immediately showed the cops, look what I just got. She's now in custody. We've got a video. I'll tell you, this is really sad. There's a lot of people out there that still love college football. They've been to school. That's their alma mater, and they're going to do what they're going to do. Well, apparently UTEP, which is the University of Texas at El Paso, had a game with Louisiana Tech University the other night. And after a tackle, one of the offensive linemen from UTEP, Stephen Hubbard, was laying face down on the ground. I don't know if he was trying to catch his breath or what, but Brevin Randall, their linebacker, stomped on Hubbard's head and neck area as he lay on the ground last Saturday night. You could see it on camera. The refs weren't paying attention. The refs literally were distracted by a scramble for a loose ball. But the cameras all of a sudden show the act of Randall stomping on UTEP offensive lineman Stephen Hubbard's head and neck. Purposely ran over and stomped on it. Is this what college football has become? Is this an indication of how you basically kick a man when he's down? I mean, is this assault? Couldn't it be construed as assault? I mean, it wasn't part of the game. They've suspended Brevin Randall from the football program indefinitely. Imagine that. That could be your kid out there playing on that football team, and then he got, and this is black on black crime, folks. And somebody comes over there thinking he's all that plus a bag of chips and stomps on somebody else's head and neck. I mean, stomps. This is worse than George Floyd. I don't hear anybody rioting and screaming in the streets and burning down buildings. Oh, no, no, it's college football. We can't have that kind of contact. Can't have that kind of repercussion. I still wonder if Stephen Hubbard, after watching that video, is going to call the police and file an assault report, because that kind of contact was not only intentional and deliberate, it's outside the rules of the game. Think about that and how it relates to the way society is mutating today by the behavior of college-age kids getting that liberal education that we all bought and paid for, some way, shape, or form. In pet news, Do you know that all of these rat poisons out there, they call them rodenticides, could be toxic to your pet? And you should avoid potential pet poisoning by knowing what's in your pet's control. Because if you've got a mouse problem or a rat problem, and you put these toxic chemicals down to treat them, it could pose a significant threat to your pet, leading to numerous visits to veterinary emergency rooms. And they can impact any pet, from a new puppy digging up backyard traps to a family pet finding forgotten bait in the attic. Toxicities can be difficult to treat and extremely deadly. So we have an article on our email blast, steps you can take to reduce the risk to your furry family. The good news, and here we have Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd back in the news again. Disney employees were among the 219 arrested in a human trafficking bust. Yep, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office, three Disney employees and a high school teacher and coach were among more than 200 arrested in a week-long undercover human trafficking-focused operation in Polk County, Florida alone. According to the sheriff there, Grady Judd, 83 were arrested for soliciting a prostitute and traveling to the undercover location to negotiate having sex in exchange for money. 17 other suspects, this is what you call busting the John, deriving proceeds from prostitutes. Oh, that would be pimps. 8 drove the prostitutes to the undercover location. That would be aiding and abetting and catering to the act. Wow. So, you know, they're doing something out there. And of course, for those of you who haven't heard, Senator Dianne Feinstein is still dead at the age of 90. So, you know, I was always wondering whether Gavin Newsom would appoint himself as a temporary senator just to get his foot in the door in the Senate. And, you know, he would literally, it's just an idea that lieutenant governor could take over temporarily while Newsom furthers his way into D.C. politics. Well, we think he already has because he visited the White House when Biden was over kissing the ring of the Saudis. Oh, my. Yep. Take that little slick quap there you got there and make some devil horns with it. Why don't you? In your face. Oh, no. We have this new appointee who is gay and black. And now she's going to be serving until the next Senate election. And she's not even a resident of the state of California. In fact, she's got a voter license registration in Maryland. Has for at least the last month. But he still nominates her. Why is that? Was he told to nominate her? How'd she get herself put in the ring like that for consideration? Here you got Adam Schiff and everybody else that wants to go out and they want that position badly, and he puts this lady in charge. Now, this should be interesting. I wonder if this lady will hook up with AOC and some of the other ones and have a little love fest. Makes you wonder. We already figured that some of these senators are pedophiles as it is. I mean, don't you figure that? The last living suspect, by the way, you remember Tupac Shakur? Most of you, you know, you should probably have remembered Tupac Shakur. This guy was a very famous rapper. Well, the last living suspect in the 1996 drive-by shooting of Tupac was indicted in Las Vegas on the murder charge. This is Dwayne Kefdi Davis. Long been known to investigators as one of the four suspects identified early in the investigation. He isn't the accused gunman, but was described as the group's ringleader by authorities at a news conference over the weekend and in court. In Nevada, you can be charged with a crime, including murder, if you help someone commit the crime. Dwayne Davis was the shot caller for the group of individuals that committed it. According to LVPD, he orchestrated the plan that was carried out and supplied him with the gun. So now they got the last living suspect in custody. Rest in peace, Tupac. Wow. And we already told you about Google rigging the 2024 election by burying search results for presidential candidates that people are trying to search for. Maybe it'd be a good idea to use DuckDuckGo instead of Google, huh? Bill in Illinois, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Dave, you know, these debates they have, you know, I'd like to hear them, these politicians answer two questions. One, do you believe in God? And another question, do you denounce Satan? Those are two questions I'd like to hear them answer. I really would, because I really believe they're all controlled by Satan, most of them, you know what I mean? You know, for his agenda. This is ridiculous. You know what's going on, Dave. I know you do, you know. This is all satanic, what's been happening recently and through the years. So what's your take on that?
Well, I believe that Ron DeSantis has mentioned God in his speeches, and he's mentioned the Constitution, which is basically founded on Christian ethic. So I think it would be, you know, my take on it from a media perspective would be good luck getting one of these commentators that is moderating these things to ask that question in the first place so they can have a reckoning with the American people. I would love to see that question asked, but given what these moderators are told to say and do and how much of this cancel culture garbage they throw out during the debates, and then you get all these candidates talking at the same time to where you got Dana Perino, who, by the way, has been voted one of the World Economic Forum's young stars, sitting there telling a candidate she's going to shut off his mic if he doesn't be quiet. This kind of shift show, Bill, I don't see that question coming about, even though we should. I would save it for the town hall meeting, Bill. When they come to your neighborhood, that's when you're going to have the opportunity to ask them. That's my take. But you won't hear it there. Appreciate your call. That little beep beep was him hanging up. Okay. Phone lines are still open. We still got a few minutes left if you want to get a call in. Aerosmith, by the way, has postponed all their remaining 2023 tour dates after Steven Tyler, age 75. The guy is still out there singing, but he fractured his larynx. Believe it or not, more serious than initially thought. As doctors said, in addition to the damage to his vocal cords, he fractured his larynx, which his larynx requires ongoing care. So all the shows, I'm sorry, fans, I know you people that like the late 70s, early 70s and 80s, where Aerosmith was at its pinnacle, and you want this peace out farewell to go on, well, it's not going to happen. A woman who escaped the Lahaina fire, this is Lori Allen, has just passed away in a hospital in Honolulu of burn injuries she suffered running through a burning field, trying to get away from the fire. She's now among the 98 people who died when this blaze destroyed the historic Hawaii town of Lahaina in August. It's amazing how that works, and we still think that directed energy weapons was the culprit here. For those of you Red Sox fan out there, Tim Wakefield, the beloved World Series winning pitcher, has passed away at 57 years of age. That's kind of young, don't you think, for a knuckleball pitcher who helped the Red Sox win their curse-busting World Series title in 2004? And see, you know, the beauty of it is there was an illness, apparently, at the time prior to his death, but Wakefield wanted privacy. He didn't want anybody talking about it. Modest in that way. So he's gone, and people I know are sitting there in the back of their head wondering whether or not he got the jab and whether or not that contributed to him becoming sick and dying. That is amazing. And, of course, the Power Mall is now open. Remember, if you go online to shop at thepowermall.com, I got 20% off my books, 10% off OptiVita products, and you get free shipping this week on orders over $200. It helps to support the Power Hour radio broadcast and keep us going. So, you know, amazingly, with this Monday with Joseph Meyer, I mean, we learned a lot about the economy. We had questions directed to him, and I appreciate your phone calls, folks, because all of these things, when you're thinking them, other people, at least 1,000 others listening to the show, are thinking the same thing you are. So we thank you for your call. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. That's a deal on that subscription, folks. You need to get in the know. In the meantime, we're out of time for today. We will be back tomorrow with our Tuesday edition. More fun and surprises, news, and special guests here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We need to prepare. Wednesday the 4th, just around the corner. Beg to see what happens then, right? you'll do what you got to do to survive. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.